Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to try to continue answering the question, how can we keep our older workers? Now, remember, last time we had a conversation between Angela and Graham, and they were actually discussing ways to keep their older workers in the company. You might think that they're trying to get rid of older people.
No.
Maybe they get too much insurance or something.
But their salaries are higher.
Yeah, their salaries are higher and they have these workplace accidents and you have to keep paying for their insurance and stuff like that. And they just go on. They tell the same stories over and over again.
Huh.
They just stand there by the water cooler and tell stories about how life was so much better in the 1950s or something like that. But no, actually, we want older people to stay on in the company because
sure.
they've got experience.
Uh-huh.
They can mentor younger workers. And even though they don't know about the modern technology and stuff like that, they still are, really firm. You know, there's somebody you can rely on.
I disagree with that, though, Tom. If people are still working, they have, of course, they know technology. It's the folks who retire and they don't know the technology.
And then come back or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly don't know, how to use, video editing programs, even though my major was film production. But, since that time, things switched over to video and computers, and I don't really know how to do that. Although, all I do have, learn the programs.
You can do it really fast.
It's all the same stuff, A/B rolling and soundtracks. That's a cinch. I just need to know the software. And older people can probably pick up those things pretty quickly as well. Don't underestimate them. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's listen to the entire contents of today's lesson now one time.
While companies are always looking to hire talented young workers, it's important for them to retain their older employees as well. Here are some ways companies can benefit by keeping older workers for longer. Firstly, older workers tend to be more focused than younger employees and have a very strong work ethic. Having worked most of their lives, they are less concerned with seeking out new opportunities than dealing with the job at hand. This also means they are more loyal to the company they work for. In a study conducted in 2010, approximately 75% of respondents believed older people had a better work ethic than their younger colleagues. Of course, the biggest benefit older people have is the experience and knowledge they have gained over the course of their careers. They've usually encountered typical workplace issues before and know how to solve them. Furthermore, older workers may have built up strong and diverse professional networks as they've connected with people through their careers. Finally, there are leadership skills to consider. While older workers may not be as familiar with technology as younger ones, they are generally better at face-to-face communication. This often makes them good leaders, because this sort of communication is vital to good management, as well as numerous other business situations. Given all this, it makes sense for companies to do their best to keep older workers around.
Okay, everybody, we're trying to answer the question, how can we keep older workers working for a company?
Uh-huh.
And here's an answer, what older workers can do for your business. Now, notice the title of this article begins with the word what, but that does not mean this is a question. It just refers to the things that you can do to keep those older workers working for your business, what you can do. What can you do? I'll tell you what I can do, okay? This is what older workers can do for your business or for your company. These are the benefits that they can bring you.
Yeah. So this is a really good point that Tom's bringing up, because there are so many sentences that we record, not here, guys, outside, that people put a question mark on this sort of sentence. It would only be a question if you moved can. What can older workers do for your business? Question mark. But if you say what older workers can do, that is not a question. So good. Be careful with that. It's tricky. Now, while companies are always looking to hire talented young workers. It's important for them to retain or keep their older employees as well. You want both. You want kind of a mixture of people, I think, at a company. If you're talented, you've been given some gifts from God, or you came to this earth with gifts. You can also develop your talents. Some people have a naturally good ability to play a sport, but if they don't practice it, they don't get any better. So a talent can be natural, God-given, or it can be something that you are good at, but that you train as well and you get even better.
Indeed. Of course, Mozart was not born with the ability to play the piano. He did have to practice it, but I guess he had maybe good genes that made him learn faster than other people.
Great.
And yeah. You might be one of those people, but still you need to practice. And again, we do need to answer this question, what these older people can do for their companies. Yes, indeed, they're always looking to hire talented young workers.
Yeah.
And of course, you should retain those older employees as well. And here are some ways companies can benefit by keeping older workers longer. So this is one reason, or here are some reasons for you to consider about keeping your employees or keeping your older employees working for your company. Now, firstly, older workers tend to be more focused than younger employees and have a very strong work ethic. So firstly, the first thing we're going to mention, you could just say first here, firstly, that's okay too. They tend to be more focused. Tend to means they have this tendency, not 100% of the time, but most of the time, they are more focused than younger employees, okay? They're older, they're more experienced, and they can basically forget about things that are not important and concentrate on the things that are important. Younger employees, my goodness, their minds are all over the place. They're worried about their relationships. Gee, my boyfriend said that to me last night. What did that mean? Oh, my girlfriend doesn't want to see me anymore. What am I going to do? Or, gee, I need to send this response to this Facebook post right now and stuff like that. So they're very distracted, I think. Younger employees have these distractions more so than older people, and older people have a very strong work ethic. Ethic is like a moral principle. We would use the word ethic more if we're talking about, say, a code of conduct in a certain kind of field or at work. What kind of work ethics do you have? You could use that in the plural as well, about working hard, getting to work on time, being responsible, etc., etc. Those are examples of a good work ethic.
Right. Now, the ethic, if you have good moral principles or you have good ethics, it doesn't mean that if you have bad ethics, you're going to go to prison or be arrested. It doesn't necessarily mean you're doing something illegal if you're unethical. It just means you're doing something that people frown upon. It's not morally good, like lying. That's not good. So you want to have a good, strong work ethic for sure. Having worked most of their lives, these older folks are less concerned with seeking out new opportunities than they are with dealing with the job at hand. Now, this I've noticed a lot here in Taiwan. People job hunt and job jump. They go company hopping quite frequently in Taiwan. They don't stay around long. Actually, it's more of a trend, I think, worldwide than it used to be when our parents were growing up. They would stay with the same company for 30 or 40 years. And nowadays, it just doesn't happen. And typically, if you want to get a good raise, you have to leave and go to a new company where you'll get a nice bump in salary. But if you're seeking something out, guys, seek out is a verb phrase that means you're attempting to find something. Maybe you're looking for new opportunities, which translates to a new company to work for. And if you deal with something, that's a phrase we use when we're talking about confronting a problem or handling something. Oh, that guy's really great. He deals with upset customers very well to deal with, handle something. So that I agree with. The younger folks are always thinking about, How can I get a better position, a better title, more salary, things like that?
Or more experience at a different company. I've worked at this company for 6 months now. I already have learned what I can learn here. I need to seek out a new opportunity, look for a new job so I can learn some more things to develop my career. But older people are less concerned about those things, and they want to deal with the job at hand. I work for this company. I don't need to look for those opportunities. Let's just stick to the focus here. Stick to the job at hand, the job that is right here in front of us.
Uh-huh.
And this also means they are more loyal to the company they work for. They are more willing to stay at that company and keep working there and quit jumping around. That's what loyalty is. To be loyal means you continue to be with someone or with a company and you stick to them or stick with them to the end.
Yeah, so you want to be loyal. Now, in a study, some research someone did, in a study conducted in 2010, approximately or about 75% of the respondents or people who participated believed older people had a better work ethic than their younger colleagues. I have heard this. A lot of people think that's true of the younger generation. They just don't want to work as hard. And they're oftentimes distracted with their cell phones or smartphones. So if you conduct something, guys, it just means you carry it out. You could conduct an experiment. You can conduct a study. Or if you hear of the word conductor, that's a person whose job is to direct an orchestra or a symphony. Or a train conductor, he's the one who's in charge of making sure that train is going on the right tracks, what have you. So conduct is the verb. Conductor is a noun that refers to someone who's conducting. Now, approximately is a word we use when we don't know the exact number, but it's around that number. You could say it's roughly, that's another word you could use. Oh, it's roughly 75%, or it's about 75%. So quite a few people, 75% is much more than the majority. It's a lot of people. 75% of those folks who were asked thought that the older people had better work ethics than their younger colleagues. People that you work with are your colleagues or your coworkers. I tend to feel that colleagues is a word I use for types of work that is more professional. Perhaps you had more training. Maybe you have a master's degree or a doctorate. If I'm working at a place, like I worked at a department store when I was in high school, they were my coworkers.
Yeah, if they wear a suit and a tie, then they're your colleagues. If they're just wearing a Pizza Hut uniform or something like that, then they're your coworkers or something. That's for me anyway. But in any case, yes, they probably asked them this question. Do you think older people have a better work ethic? And then the answer choice was yes or no. Perhaps that's how the question was asked on this particular survey. So that looks good for older people. A lot of people think they have a better work ethic, so it's good to keep them working at your company. Okay, let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, of course, the biggest benefit older people have is the experience and knowledge they have gained over the course of their careers. Of course, this goes without saying. We don't need to mention this, but still, that's the biggest benefit that they have, and that's the experience and knowledge that they have gained over the course of their careers. Okay, they've been working for many years, perhaps at one company, perhaps at many other companies, but they have all this experience, and they have all this knowledge, and they can offer it to you, and that's one big benefit, one big advantage to keeping older people working at your company, and they've had this experience and knowledge over the course of their careers. And of course, a career, that's not just your job, it's your profession, it's what you've trained for. You went to university, you took classes, you got degrees, and then you had experience in this particular field. So this is your career, a career as a surgeon, a career as an economist or whatever. All of these require a lot of training. I don't think you can have a career as a dishwasher. I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, usually careers are, you know, types of professions that we train for a little bit more. Yeah. So why is it good to have these older folks around? Well, hey, they've usually come across or encountered typical workplace issues. Issue here would be another word for problems before. And hey, they've had experience with them, so they know how to solve them. I know that before my last job in New York City, I had no experience with having to fire someone. What a horrible thing to have to do. But now that I've done it, I know what it feels like. I know what to say. I kind of know what to expect. So sometimes when you have workplace issues and you've never run into them before, it's hard to know how to solve them. You need to get advice. So a lot of these older folks, they've seen it all. So they've probably done it all. So they have a lot of good ways to resolve problems. That's a real strong point for them.
Yep. If the copy machine breaks down yet again and ink is squirting all over the place and you don't know what to do, hey, call that older person over and they'll probably be able to fix that copy machine in a jiffy and it will be as good as new in no time. So yes, indeed, they've got all this experience. They can bring this know-how to the company and solve all those problems.
Yeah.
Now, furthermore, or in addition, older workers may have built up strong and diverse professional networks as they've connected with people through their careers. So they've got those connections. As we know here in Taiwan, connections are extremely important.
Yeah.
And older workers have been around for a long time. They have built up those connections. To build something up means to basically increase the numbers, basically, to make something bigger and stronger. So they've got these strong connections and diverse professional networks. It's diverse, of course. They know lots of people working in different companies, not just in one particular field, but in different fields, men, women, people from different countries and things like that. That would mean it's diverse. And they're professional networks, people who work in this specific field. And networks, well, that's like connections, but basically it's a network of people who work in a similar industry and are related to each other. And they know all these people. They're connected with all these people through their careers. Hey, they can bring these connections to your company and help your company become even more successful.
And moving on to the last paragraph here, it says, finally, there are leadership skills to consider. While older workers may not be as familiar with technology as younger ones, they are generally, not always, better at face-to-face communication. Yeah. Instead of sending a little text message or using a line sticker, they would probably get up and walk to your desk and talk to you that way. Lines becoming a big deal, even in corporations, which would drive me nuts because, you know, it's beeping all day long. It's hard to get anything done. I have to turn off my phone because line makes so much noise when people are texting. So if you're good at face-to-face communication, you're very good at reading people's emotions. I think if you have a tough message that you have to give or you need some help and you know that person, that coworker or colleague doesn't want to help you because they're busy, you might need to go talk to them face-to-face. You'll get a better response when you talk to people face-to-face typically. So they are generally better at face-to-face communication. And if you're not good at that and you're younger, talk to some of the older workers and try to get some tips from them.
Yes, I guess human interaction is still very important. We haven't got to the stage where people go to business meetings and basically the meeting is conducted with everybody staring at their phones the whole time. They actually never interact with each other in a face-to-face way.
But
I don't think we've gotten that far yet, but we might be heading in that direction.
Totally.
But I think for a lot of corporate meetings, they actually require everyone to leave their phones back at their desk or simply turn them off or whatever, and they communicate face-to-face. Now, this often makes them good leaders because this sort of communication is vital to good management. Vital means key, crucial, important to good management, as well as numerous other business situations. Here, numerous just means many. So, yes, good face-to-face communication is important for management and for other business situations. You just got to have it. That's one advantage to keeping those older workers working for your company.
Right. So given all this, if we use that phrase, you know, given all this or given that or given this, just means if you've understood what we've said previously and you acknowledge this, then it makes sense. So all of those things together turns into kind of a logical situation for a company to keep their older workers. You don't want to get rid of them. You want to have quite a few of them around so they lend their experience and turn into mentors for a lot of those youngsters that are coming into their first job, some of them, which is they need the older folks around. Right now, guys, someone who's going to help us a little bit more is our Chinese teacher, and then Tom and I will be back to talk about some of these discussion questions.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 我们今天要来看的是第六单元。我们继续来谈一下年长的员工，我们应该怎么样留住他们，让他们继续为公司服务，让公司成长呢？现在就要谈论了年长的员工，他们能为公司带来什么？这边就说到了公司们呢，一般会想用年轻有为的员工，可是在同时，年长的员工也很重要。这两个前后的对照，注意到了吗？用到 while 它其实可以放在前面句首，那有时候整个句子也可以摆到后面来。当你放在前面的时候，这个 while 往往也是有一种虽然是这样，不过是怎么样，前后有一种对照性。那在同时，当然我们要想留住这个年纪比较大的员工，基本上我们要知道他们在某一些方面对公司是有好处的。首先第一个方面就是提到了他们呢在专注力上可能比年轻员工来得好，而且另外有一点很重要的是他们的职业道德感比较强。这边当然这一方面就会进一步的说明，不过有几个偏语要特别注意哦。比如说什么叫职业道德 work ethic。 再来我们说到了这边谈到年长的员工当然大半辈子都奉献给公司了， having worked most of their lives。 having worked我们知道这是完成式，不过会看到他加 ing 就知道了哦。这边的句构上是一个分词构句的句型，主词不见了，因为主词就是后面的 they， 当然指的是指年纪大的员工们。你可以说前半句就是有点像在解释原因， as they have worked most of their lives， 因为呢你知道他们已经大半辈子都花时间在工作，所以说大概也不会想要找新的工作了。 Less concerned 当然 concerned 加 ed 这个意思就表示比较担心什么事情，或者是比较会注意在意什么事情，所以他比较不会想到不会在意的就是要找新的工作机会。这个比较级 less 就告诉你后面一定会一个 then， 这两个对照也就是他们呢基本上宁可去处理他手边的工作就好。再来呢我们就看到那这样说起来他们就会对自己的公司更为忠诚，大约 75% 的受访者他们相信这些年长的员工们呢，他们表现出来的道德操守，这个职业道德操守是比年轻人要好多了。看到这个提到 a study， 说到这个研究它是被执行被进行，所以你看到 conducted 这是个过去分词。我们再来看到下面第二方面，谈到年纪大的员工对公司的好处，第二点就是当然我们仰赖他们的经验，仰赖他们的知识。这里说到说他们呢因为有之前的工作经验，所以呢可能早就已经建立了很强大而多样化的专业人脉。我们看到这一点提到你之前已经，所以说Older workers may have built up。 为什么会在 may 后面再加完成式呢？这里大家要停下来想一想，其实 may 当然代表可能性，如果你直接加原形动词，当然所说的这个事实可能就是现在可能如何，可是如果你要谈的是之前，你就要用完成式来表达那个过去的感觉。换句话说，像这边提到这些年纪大一点的年长员工们， 它已经建立的，之前就已经建立了，所以你要表示过去建立的，那会用 have 再加 PP。 好，这个时态上要特别注意。接下来最后一方面，我们要提到年长的员工还有一点，就是他们的 leadership， 也就是领导能力。当然他们对于科技方面可能跟年纪轻的人来说没有那么强，不过有一点就是科技上也许比不过年轻的员工，但是他们对于 communication 沟通技巧，尤其是 face to face communication 面对面这样子的沟通技巧可能会比较强哦。因为这样，所以在公司里面这样有这样子良好的沟通，在很多的商业情境里面都非常的重要。最后这里提到了 given all this， 当然前面讲了第一点、第二点、第三点这三个方向，我们全部都想一想 given all this， 为什么用 given 呢？当然我们都看得出来它来自于 give， 可是 given 本身光用这个字，这个过去分词的 given， 它其实是可以当介系词来用的。的确它当介系词来用，后面直接加一个名词，所以你会看到一个 all this， 这是第一点。当然有时候不一定用 given， 你也可以用别的连接词或者是别的句子、别的字眼，比如像 considering， 像 taking into account 等等等。不过记得这个 given 的解释，也就是说哎，考虑到这样子，把这些通通拿来加以考量的话。 OK， 我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
It's time now for a couple of discussion questions. Here's the first one. What have you learned from an older person?
Okay, I'll go first. I thought of something. I worked at a company that had an older manager. She was kind of the office manager, but she had a lot of responsibility. And one of the interesting things she used to do was, oh, two things I learned from her. She not only put as much as she could into her 401k account, which is a savings account, because our company would match, which would mean they would give us the same amount that she was putting into her savings, they would match that. She put as much as she could. And the other thing I thought was really smart is she was constantly going on interviews, other job interviews, not because she wanted to leave our company, which was really great, but she wanted to keep her interview skills fresh and she wanted to know what was out there. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, similar, this guy who is from Superior, this town, the small town near my hometown, Robert Wallman, basically would go on job interviews like that just to practice. He wasn't actually interested in the position, and he would tell them, I'm sorry, I just deliberately wasted your time here. I just wanted to come here and practice the interview.
Oh, she would never say that, no.
Yeah, no, he actually told them that and got them pretty angry, of course.
Yeah, I wouldn't
do that. I would go on those interviews and treat them like a comedic dialogue, basically, just to basically train myself to be more relaxed in business meetings in the future and at interviews. You could do that, practice interviews and stuff like that. So I could say that's one thing I learned from an older person. Let's ask another question here. What have you learned that you'd like to pass on to younger people?
I would say always do the best job you can, even if you don't feel like that job's very important, because people notice that kind of thing. I once was offered a fabulous job from a new company that was just starting business because they had worked with me at another company where I simply was just, you know, typing up their reports. But because I was so careful and I would listen to them and I worked as fast as I could, they remembered that. And when they started their own company, they called me up and said, do you want to come and lead this department? So never think a job is below you. Always do the best job on any job you have.
Yes, well, things that I've learned that I'd like to pass on to younger people would probably be stuff that you don't encounter anymore, like how to use a pager, how to use an answering machine, and how to use a reel-to-reel tape recorder. Okay,
yeah.
That brings us to the end of our discussion questions and of our lesson for today. That's all the time we have for today. So thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.